Oh boy, have you ever had what I'm calling religious chaos on Sunday morning? That there's some circumstances and things that you're just trying to get here and come for worship, but there's a lot of stuff that gets in the way sometimes. But we're thankful for those things because there's needs, right? We live life. And how many of us know that best of schedule, we still don't always sometimes get to some of that stuff. Would you agree? But for whatever reason, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I hope that you would share with enjoying and rejoicing that moment and opportunity that we have today. A big day, we have a baptism today. We're thankful for Tegan and Brooklyn and their family here today, and also it's Sunday school kickoff day. So I wanted to let you know before we get started, now save your applause for a second, we will be ending early, so the message will be short today. So we wanted to be there for our traditional balloon launch. So what's going to happen is when we dismiss a little bit earlier than you're going to be ready for is please, however you want to go to the lawn, but somewhere in this side, I'm not good with directions, but to my left, your right, we're going to go right out here, and the kids are going to have the balloon launch in there, and Miss Erin will tell us a little bit about later about why we do the balloon launch. But you're invited to come out and celebrate with that, right? We don't just celebrate what the kids are doing. They need to see us involved in that celebration too. So we're going to end a little bit early and invite everyone to step out there and kind of take celebration in that moment. Do we have any prayer requests or moments of joy we need to share? We got our gentlemen in the sides there with the microphones. Just put your hand in the air if you have a prayer request or a moment of celebrate joy that we have to share.
Yes, you're all aware of what's going on in Florida. Several of us here in the church and in the community have homes down there. And at 9:45 this morning, the park that we live in, they actually all have taken shelter. So if you would please pray for the shield of protection around the people and our homes. And you know, if you will read Luke 21:25-26, I think we are getting a message from God. And it's going to be ready or not, here I come. And the question is, are you ready?
Before we move on real quick, see, now here's the moment when you know that we don't have these moments rehearsed, because during our normal prayer time, we were going to kind of have a special moment to do that. But now that you brought that up, could we please, before we move any further, to understand that, you know, it's not just our brothers and sisters that we don't know in Christ that are in this faraway land in Florida. It's kind of like Sanilac County Light, right, for a lot of our friends and family, literally, that go there. Could we just have a moment of prayer? There's so much joy to be had, and we still have this great opportunity and joy to not be helpless, right? Even here in Michigan, there's power in prayer. Could we just take a brief second before we move on to pray for those families? Almighty God, in this moment that you have pierced our hearts, we continue the prayers for those that are living in Florida and those surrounding areas. And Lord, we know that there are so many people in this congregation, in this community, that are directly affected. Lord, and it's hard to watch the news and see what's going on and to try to reach out for them. And sometimes we can feel so small. But Lord, we know, just as we follow the example of Christ, that we can talk to you at any time. We can call upon you at any time. And it's in this moment, Lord, Lord, with all integrity in our hearts, that we ask you to have your hand of mercy and peace on those that are living there. Whether we know their faces, their family names or not, Lord, we pray for everyone that is in that area, that you would be with them, that you would be the Prince of Peace, and they would be able to rely on your strength and your truth. We ask all these things in Christ's precious name. Amen. Any other prayer requests that we have or moments of joy to celebrate? Just go ahead and put your hand in the air.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah, you heard it here first. Bert said, do not be afraid. You can even hold the microphone. No? Nope.
This isn't a prayer request, but I wish Wanda would stand up and you would give her a hand of appreciation for all the work she's done over the summertime for special music.
Wanda, stand up. Yes. Thank you so much, and also, Wanda got up and sat down real quick, so if you were still standing, we would acknowledge that, you know, if many of you don't know, as is our tradition for communion the first Sunday of every month, Wanda comes in with no fanfare like we just had and also prepares the communion elements so routinely for us, and we're so thankful for that. Every time the table is set, we have you to thank for that, so thank you as well.
All right. My great-grandma, she has cancer, and I was hoping that she can feel better. I mean, need prayers so she feels better.
What's your great-grandmother's name?
Judy.
Judy.
I call her Granny.
What was that?
Yep.
That's right, that you call her Granny, don't you? That's right.
Yep.
We'll continue to pray for Judy and her recovery and that she has some days of healing and mercy and hope there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Porchelle, over here, Ron, in front of you. Gayla?
I just have a joy. My brother is here. His wife didn't come this time, but we had a beautiful family wedding down in a historic church in Detroit. Just absolutely gorgeous, wonderful time. Our siblings were all able to get together, so it was a real joy for our family.
All right, what a celebration for you. And thank you and welcome again as well. I have to tell your wife that we missed her voice this morning today. Yeah. And Rochelle?
Not a prayer request, but a moment of joy. As you know, today is Rally Sunday, and our high school Sunday school started this morning at 10 o'clock, and we had 5 or 6 boys down there this morning. Still no girls. Please, please recruit some young ladies into the class. But our group is fun, and we're looking forward to a great year. And we even had 2 new people this morning, so hopefully they continue to come, and they were a blessing to see this morning. So thank you.
All right, lots to celebrate today, yeah. All right, anyone else?
I had a joy yesterday. My brother and his wife celebrated 17 years.
All right, 17 years, fantastic, yeah. Worthy to celebrate, anyone else? No? Do we have any announcements that aren't printed in the bulletin? Do we have any announcements to be aware of? Yes. Here we go.
Okay. Boy, I'm glad to see all these young people here today. And we have all kinds of fun things out at our place. And is it the 23rd? I forget. The 23rd. We're inviting everyone out there for a church picnic. And I would just love to see every single person here and maybe a whole lot more.
At 1 o'clock, right?
If we don't.
All right. Here we go.
So the 23rd is on a Saturday. There's lots of activities for the kids and the family out there, and we have for all ages, so we're thankful for that. It's just a great time of fellowship, right, before usually the weather turns on us. So let's plan on doing that the 23rd at 1 o'clock, okay? So bring a disc to pass to do that. Any other announcements that we have? Yes. We're waiting to get you a microphone. Bert said don't be scared. Just put it up there. That's an ice cream.
On the 23rd, to go along with her announcement, we do want to have the hayride again this year. However, Mr. Mike is working that day. So I am looking for donations or volunteer to bring a wagon and a truck or a trailer and some straw for our hayride. Straw for our hayride. But you know how it works. But so if anybody has any of the above or is willing to drive the hayride, that would be awesome because it's, yeah, no. So that's a fun time, and we don't want to let that go, but I can't do it.
Okay. Please help. She doesn't want to do that, so please help us out today. Anyone else? No? Okay. Do we have any birthdays to celebrate this week? Any birthdays this week? Bert? You have a birthday this week? Tomorrow. Do you want to share any more information or just tomorrow? Any other information you'd like to share or just tomorrow? Oh, okay. Yes, Tegan. Your grandma's on Tuesday. Oh! Well, when we sing happy birthday, we'll sing it real loud. I'll get up there. And anyone else sharing a birthday with Duran this week? September 28th, that's coming up quick. So don't let us forget, and that song will be for you that week, okay? Yeah, she'll remind me the weeks leading up, right? I will not forget, Brooklyn. Anyone else? Okay, so we have 2 birthdays to sing this week.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
All right, I like those kind. Those are pretty good. What about any anniversaries that we have this week? Any anniversaries? Porchelle?
Wednesday, September
13th. Wednesday on the 13th. All right. And how many years?
Nine.
All right. Deanne?
Yesterday.
yesterday. How many years? 11. You're getting close. Maybe you'll catch them next year, huh? 53 years. Wow, that's anniversary row over there. Look at you. All right. The Mavis anniversary today? All right. Thank you for joining us for this. How many years? 29. Hey, congratulations, guys. This is great. Do you want to move over there to the anniversary club pews? Are you okay? Hey, this is connecting us in ways, isn't it? Little Jeffrey, aw, hey. Anybody else have an anniversary today? Yeah. 6 years. The Brock, 6 years. When is your anniversary? Today. Hey, all right, 6 years. Great, guys. Ooh. Did I see a hand back here? Was there one? Any other anniversaries? Wow, what a great week to do. Oh, wow. Let's sing happy anniversary to all of our anniversaries this week. We loved celebrating those great impactful moments of our life and those that we share and love. We are so thankful to have that today. We are going to open up with prayer. Again, we had to move a few things because we have so much going on for Sunday school today. Could we please have a prayer together to ask for the Lord's blessing on our gathering together for worship? So please join me. We can stay seated for this. Almighty God, we thank you for the opportunity to be in your presence today in this place. And we also thank you for those that are joining us on the radio today, Lord. We are so thankful for ways that we can reach beyond our borders. And Lord, we would ask that you would bless and anoint this time that we give you, Lord, in your name, that you would lead us to greater things, not for our own glory or recognition, Lord, but for yours. Would you let us be your hands and feet, Lord, and empower us and give us wisdom how to carry out this mission that is so important, to fish for people for your name's sake in the kingdom of God. We ask all these things in the matchless name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. All right, this is a great song today, and so I'm going to ask if you would stand, please, especially because this is one of the first songs. Please stand if you're able. We're going to sing 191, Jesus Loves Me, and some of us are familiar with the first verse of this, but there's a couple of more that are here as well, so would you please follow along on 191 or on the screen as we sing together, Jesus Loves Me. May be seated. What a great opportunity that becomes, like I said, such a powerful song in our faith. It becomes one that we learn very early. And how great is it that no matter our age and years chronologically, we are all children of God, and to know that simple message, that if we remember one from all of our days, is that Jesus loves me, because the Bible affirms that. Something else that the Scripture affirms with us is one of our sacraments, and that's the sacrament of baptism. And there's this great opportunity today for us to celebrate, because anytime there's a baptism, it's a great thing to celebrate. But today we have two very special little girls that are a life of this church. We'd like to ask Tegan and Brooklyn to come up now. And we have some more friends and family that we're going to ask to come up in a second, but we're going to ask just you girls to come up, okay? All right. Come on up. Now, I want you guys both to stand here if you can. Can you stand there? I want people to get a good look at you, okay, because you're not as tall as I am yet. And, you know, today we have the choir, and we're celebrating them, but can you also turn around and face the choir here for a second, let them see your smiling faces today? Yeah? That's good. What I'd like to do is go ahead and turn back around. Maybe you guys can take a little bit of a trip with me today. You guys can stay there. I'm coming around. Dear friends, in life of this church, this is an important moment that some of us might know what's coming next, right? Because there are some things that we're going to say and some routine things that we would like to do. But this is special today. Because unlike any other baptism you've ever seen or been a part of or witnessed, today is about Tegan and Brooklyn. And that makes that really special. I would like to show you firsthand how many people, when you're looking out here in the life of this church, that love you and are celebrating today with you. I'm going to stand over here. Look over this way if you can see my hands. Look at all these people in this row. Tegan, Brooklyn, all these people, they love you, and they're going to be celebrating today in your baptism. Can you see me over here? A little bit closer now, right? All these people, some of their faces you recognize, and some of them you might not know their names. Tegan and Brooklyn, all these people love you and are celebrating your baptism with you today. How neat is that, right? Now, I know, I'm getting excited about it. Now, I know you know some of these people, but can you see my hands over here? This entire row of people, all these people that you know and you spent the night over their house, and some people that you recognize or maybe they're new to you, all these people, Brooklyn and Tegan, they love you and are celebrating your baptism with you today. Girls, one more. I'm going to ask one more over here. Can you see me over here? All these people over here, you recognize a lot of them from your teaching or Sunday school, but there's so many more faces and names all along here. They're all loving on you today and celebrating your baptism with you. And again, all those people behind, can we take another look behind? All these people back here behind in the choir row, go ahead and turn around. Go ahead and turn around. I know I'm giving you a lot. Brooklyn, I have you turn around. All these faces, these people that are smiling back at you, they love you and are celebrating your baptism today. Come on, go ahead. And I know I'm giving you a lot of stuff, right? Because I got to get my steps in. You got to get your steps in. Tegan and Brooklyn, I hope you understand that today is a very special day that we are honoring Jesus in your life. And one of the opportunities that we have today, girls, is that we can remember our own baptism today because of some of the things that you're doing today, okay? So we would like to ask Tegan and Brooklyn's parents to come on up. And also, they have a couple of sponsors, Misty and Deanna. Can we have them come up? All right. And Tony, you're bigger than I am, so I'm going to have you come over here and help me with this. Could you just help me bring this over there in the midst of us? It's not too heavy for you, is it? Okay. Oh, look at that. Oh. All right, we like that. Isn't there something great about seeing the parents being able to take permission of the font over here? And Misty, okay, and Dion, okay. Let me have you go squeeze in here a little bit. All right. Now, at this moment, we're going to ask the church to flip over to page 34 in your hymnal if you have it. So please find that because we're going to be having it in just a moment. One of the great ministries, well, the people are finding it in our church that we have is our our ladies, well, anyone's welcome to come, but usually it consists of our ladies, our crafting ladies, and a lot of times they put together prayer shawls and blankets and those kind of things. Well, here's an opportunity for a baptism blanket. So, Tegan, I'd like to give this to you on behalf of the love of the church, so you always remember your baptism today, okay? But I don't want you to drop it, okay? So I'm going to give it to one of your sponsors, okay? There you go, Deanna. It's not heavy, right? I think you got it. In Brooklyn, we also wanted to celebrate you today as well. And so you have one of these special baptism blankets. Now, there are some holes in it, and you might have some warmer blankets at home. But this one will let you always remember this day and how much we love you as a church and how much Christ loves you in your life. We just sang together all these voices, Jesus loves me. Whenever you see this, would you always remember how much Jesus loves you? Misty, I'll give that to you. I'm going to ask these questions of the parents. Okay, I'm going to ask you guys these questions because we set the stage, don't we? They follow in our path and our footsteps, and today we've come in this place because of the children that are brought here today. So I'm going to ask you these questions, and I'll ask you of a response if you agree with these. On behalf of the whole church, I ask all of you, on behalf of the church, do you renounce your spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of all of your sin? If you all agree with this statement, would you please say, I do? Another question. Do you each accept the freedom and power that God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in no matter what forms they present themselves in this world? If you agree with that, would you please say, I do? We always save the best question for last. This has the lasting imprint in our lives. Do you confess Jesus as your Savior? Put your whole and complete trust in His grace and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church that Christ is open to people of all ages, nations, and races. If this is your belief today, would you please say, I do?
I do.
Now I'd like to ask you, as special sponsors today, you are not their parents, but today you are asked to support this decision, to support them, to practice what love means unconditionally. That means it knows no limits, it knows no bounds, that you will figuratively and literally be here for these girls, not only for them, but their parents as they seek to bring them in this world and help them grow closer to Christ, that extends beyond just these two precious faces, but as a family, they would know you as a support in their life that never ends. I have these questions of you two alone. Will you promise to nurture both these girls in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, they would be guided to accept God's grace for themselves and profess their faith openly to lead a Christian life? If this is your desire today for this baptism, would you please answer, I will. Today, Tegan, you're the oldest, right? So you're going to be leading by example. Usually the oldest gets to do things first. Can you do that today? You be a big sister today? Okay. All right.
Then
you're bigger than her, right? So you got a lot of people questioning that, don't we? Even though this is an opportunity for us to be completely holy in these moments, right? No, it's good to hear from you on this. So Tegan, is it okay if we start with you first? Tegan, today in this moment, in this opportunity, I'm going to be sprinkling some water on your head, okay? I won't use a lot, so it won't get all over, okay? And it's not that cold, all right? Now, when we place these over your head, we want you to know how much you're loved by Jesus and that Jesus was baptized as well. And so when we're baptized today, we're baptized into that same family. Isn't that a good thing, to be as close to Jesus as we can? What is the full name given to Tegan today?
Tegan Michelle McIntyre.
Tegan Michelle McIntyre, I baptize you in the name of the Father. Tegan, with this water upon your head, I baptize you in the name of the Son, Jesus. And finally, Tegan, someone to lead us in our thoughts and our hearts is the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Holy Spirit, I baptize you today. Could you face the congregation as we celebrate with you today? Can you go ahead and face everybody out there? They got some cameras. All right, can we celebrate with her today? All right. Now I'll have you turn back around so you can help Brooklyn be brave during this, okay? All right, you're the younger sister, but you're the bigger sister, right? You're a little taller, okay? So this same thing, you just saw what I did for Tegan, and I'm going to do that for you today, okay? I'm not going to pour it on you because some of our staff doesn't like the carpet wet, so that's okay, right? Because this is more symbolic of anything, isn't it? So I'm going to do the same thing, but just as important as it is, this is how the Lord will anoint your life. Isn't that an important thing for us to be as close to Jesus as we can? It's a good thing, right? And what name is fully given to Brooklyn today?
Brooklyn Jordan McIntyre.
Brooklyn Jordan McIntyre. I baptize you in the name of the Father. Brooklyn, I baptize you in the name of Jesus the Son. And Brooklyn, we now baptize you in the guiding Holy Spirit that leads us to all truth. I baptize you in the Holy Spirit's name. Can you turn around and allow people to celebrate with you? I think they got some cameras over there to share. And I take up a little bit of space, so we'll have everybody up here, but can you help me bring that back, or do you have it? Yeah, we can help care.
I'll
yeah,
share with
yeah, yeah, yeah. I think the first time wore them out, so we're going to help them together this time. Thanks. Girls, let me come down here real quick, if I could. All right. Now, can I have you guys hold your hands right here? Hold your hands as sisters. All right. Hold your hands right there. And then can you hold my hands like this, and we'll have a prayer real quick. Can we do that? Dear Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank us for being able to be more like you. And Lord, we thank you for Tegan and Brooklyn today. We thank you for their families. We thank you for their life and all the hope that you have within them. And we would ask that you continue to keep them safe, that you would hold the parents and the sponsors to their vows today to walk beside them so that they would know you more. And we'd ask that you especially anoint Tegan and Brooklyn today, that they would continue to know and believe that Jesus loves me and that they would remember this day forever. In Christ's powerful name, we seal this prayer. Amen. Before we finish, I'm going to have to get in between you again. That's a good thing, right? But now I would ask that we as a congregation would be able to follow along, and I'll ask that you go ahead and face the congregation so you can hear the responses on page 35, or I'm sorry, on 35. Top of page 35. I'm going to read the small print, and you read the bold print, okay, as the church. And dear friends and family, Tegan and Brooklyn, this is an opportunity because the church as witnesses today for this powerful opportunity to celebrate baptism. And this is an outpouring of love to not only show you how much we take place in this, how much we will continue to be the church family for your little girls and for you, but also it allows us to celebrate one day we were here being baptized too. And that reminds us of those powerful promises we already made. Church, do you affirm as Christ's body, affirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If you desire to do that today, then please respond with, "We do." And again, follow along here, please. Will you nurture one another in Christian faith and life and include both these girls now before you today in your care? With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We would ask that you surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness, that they may grow in their trust of God and be found faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. Now they've looked around, church. They've looked around and they've seen the faces, they've seen the smiles, they've seen the support. Could we please welcome them into Christ's family with his baptism today? All right. Thank you guys so much. You may be seated and continue to enjoy the opportunity we have to celebrate with you. And dear friends, if you have been here, if you haven't met them already, or even if you have, after service is a great time to continue to celebrate with them and how important today was. I can't allow us to forget, if you have questions about baptism, if you are ever wondering, if you ever have any questions, please find me. Please come, let's talk together. This is so important that we feel that family kinship that comes through the baptismal waters. We have today on our calendars, a kickoff to Sunday school. And I'd like to ask Miss Erin to come on up today as our Sunday school superintendent and education to come on up. And we have a microphone that's labeled just for you. And will you tell us a little bit about what we'll expect today and how we might be able to better celebrate our Sunday school campaign that's kicking off today?
I will. Thank you, Pastor right. Matt. While I'm talking, I'm going to make this quick because we've got some fun stuff to get to. Can I have all the kids come on up here and join me up here as well while I'm talking?
All right, kids, come on up.
Come on up. Go ahead and stand up on the stairs. You can stand on the stairs. Just stand. Go ahead and stand so everybody can see you. Go ahead and stand. Stand right
coming.
Up there. I want us all to remember as we do this kickoff for Sunday school, look at this huge group of God's kids that we have. But we also need to remember in our hearts, every day as we sang the Jesus Loves Me, that we are all God's kids. We are all children of God. So these kids are just starting out, but all of us need to grow in God's love. And these are just a reflection of our inner children. So don't be afraid to let your inner child and your light shine too. So we can all sing Jesus Loves Me all the time. I just wanted to bring all the kids up here and show you. Some of them are hiding. There's some littler ones back there. These are the kids that I'm asking you to pray for in your daily life each and every Sunday as they trickle downstairs to do their Sunday school lessons and learn about God's love and His Word. I want you to look at these faces and watch them as they grow this year and as our numbers, they bring friends and their friends bring friends. And just remember, these are the faces that you're praying for. Their names, their faces, their little angels, and they're lots of fun. So I also would like to say that as our kids are growing in numbers and sizes and height, our teachers who have answered the call to God's call to help is also growing. So I'd like to have the teachers come up here real quick so you see who's working with these kids that you can pray for them as well. So we've got Miss Porchelle Haynes. We've got Miss Stephanie Wilkinson. We've got Paula Huber, Nana. we've got Michelle Seaman, who is going to help. She's going to teach the kids when they start their acolytes. She's going to do a lesson with them on their acolyting and the importance of that. We also have Gwen Hall, who is joining us this year. She's going to be directing all our art and creativity, and we have Megan Brock, who's going to help us and joined us this year. So this is your crew that we are asking you to pray for. We are setting off balloons outside when we leave, and each of the balloons has a card attached to it. It says, if found, please contact, and it has our church and our address. And then on the back it says, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. May God bless you. And it has the date so they know if somebody finds it when it was released on our Children's Sunday. So that's what we're going to be doing outside. And also, Pastor Matt has asked us to incorporate some of our Sunday school lessons with the adults this year. So we are going to start memorization verses. The kids are going to start memorization verses for about a month long at a time. And we're going to ask you to please memorize the same verse with us. So that way, all as a church family, we're all growing and learning together. So you can hold them accountable and ask them their verse, and they can hold you accountable and ask you their verse. So our first verse is going to be, let your light shine before others, and it's Matthew 5:16. So I'm sure Pastor Matt will reinforce that for you guys, and we're going to work on that downstairs. But so we are going to go and have some fun, and hopefully you guys will have some fun too, and we'll meet you outside.
All right, Miss Erin, before we dismiss, we were asked very sincerely and with all integrity as brothers and sisters of Christ, life of this church, to pray for them. This isn't just something that we hope you'll pray for the future. Let's do that right now, okay? So, two reasons. Go ahead and put your hands up if you sincerely are going to join us in this prayer, because we like to show God reverence and close our eyes, so we want the kids to be able to see all these hands before we go in prayer. And I would ask that you leave these hands up because this is also ways for us to lay hands on them as they are up here before us. Miss Erin, would you like to lead the prayer for us? Do you like me to do it? Okay. Let's go ahead and have this prayer for the teachers that are up here, the kids, and more importantly, for even the kids that aren't here yet. Almighty God, We know that you take joy and you are glorified in all these faces that are up here, the young youngins and the a little bit older youngins, Lord. And we'd ask that you be with us in this Sunday school campaign, that you would keep us healthy, that you would keep us focused and energized and encourage us to continue to plant seeds, to continue to take care of those seeds, and to continue to bless the fruit that comes from them, Lord. We ask for your Holy Spirit to lead us in all this campaign. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, go ahead and take things away for us. All right, again, can we give them a hand for starting out today? Can we do that? Yeah. All right. And before we turn things over on here as the kids are leaving, I think those of us who have been a part of the United Methodist Church for a long time, we've been clapping more than we normally do every week, don't we? Because sometimes we need to be encouraged that we can clap sometimes. So I hope if there is any injury due to all the excessive clapping today, that we would pray for your speedy recovery and healing, and know that they do get better the more we clap, so we can build those temperances for those and calluses for that clapping. This opportunity that we have, and for time purposes, I don't want to carry on too long here for us, but this is kind of our choir kickoff week too, isn't it? We're starting to kick off. Do you want to hand things over to you, Miss Linda, for helping us out today and getting our choir together for us?
Two weeks ago, I shared with the congregation that I was willing to lead choir here. We've been a little over a year without a choir as the whole music situation changed. And I was thrilled to death. We had our first rehearsal on Wednesday, and there were 15 of us there to start out. And there's always room for more. If any of you hear us sing and think, wow, I can do at least that well, or I can sing melody, or I can whatever, feel free to join us. But with just one practice, sometimes it's hard to get all the harmonies. And so the anthem I picked out for today, called Alleluia, is a different kind of anthem than usual. It's one Bob and I decided it was called Counterpoint. It's where the low voices start out and have one melody that they sing to you. And then the higher voices have another melody that they will sing to you. And then both groups will sing together. And then we have the high voices that have a third part, and they'll sing that to you. And then we'll end up with all three parts together. So we're not really harmonizing, we're counterpointing, we're putting three melodies together. Hope you enjoy this anthem, Alleluia.
And love.
All right, as the choir makes their way back to their seats, we're thankful for their anthem today. And we look forward to the continued ways that the gifts and the Holy Spirit will come before us through the ministry of the choir. All right. Looking at some of these opportunities that we have today for the message. There is a brief message that will come today called Everyday Hope. And one of the things, dear friends, is when we kick off Sunday school in the fall, we often kind of get back to the church calendar, right? There's a lot of things that for schedules and just there's vacations, a lot of things that happen that take us away from these things is that we have an opportunity now to kind of get back to business as usual, right? The ministry of this church. And so we're thankful for that opportunity. And so part of that becomes now that we're in the fall, now that we're kind of at full strength again, now that we're looking forward to how we will reach out and the ways that we will continue to grow in faith, we have to look at visioning and opportunities of how we would go forward. There's a lot of pathways for us to show our faith both individually and as a church. And here's one of those moments for us today. Our vision has to begin right here. Not necessarily in my heart, but in ours, right? If we're ever going to do anything, any kind of kingdom-building work, then we have to make sure that everything's right with our hearts first. It's sort of like if any of you are fishermen, and we like to use that because Jesus used that metaphor as fishermen, but if you go without any extra supplies or a properly packed tackle box, good luck to you, right? I mean, it's probably not going to set yourself up for a very successful day. So if you're going to go for a day of fishing, we have to have a proper tackle box prepared for us. We have to be prepared and ready for situations that may or may not come up. We have to pray and prepare our hearts to be a place that welcomes everyday hope. And that's where our scripture will meet us together this morning. So I'm going to go ahead and read this section of scripture from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 through 22. Prepare your hearts and have them be set aside for Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason that you have hope. But do this with gentleness and respect, verse 16. Keeping a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. It is better if it is God's will to suffer for the good that we do rather than doing evil. For Christ died for sins one time for all, for the righteous and the unrighteous, to bring us closer to God. He was put to death in the body, but then was made alive again through all eternity by the Spirit, verse 19. Through whom he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who disobeyed long ago when God walked patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was still being built. And only a few people, eight in all, were saved through the water. And this water today symbolizes baptism that saves you now also. Not just the removal of dirt from your body, but the pledge of good conscience towards God. It saves you by the resurrection of Christ. And finally in verse 22, because it is Jesus Christ who has gone into heaven and it is God's right hand, along with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him. Today it's appropriate that we talk a little bit about the power of what the water can bring for us in this baptism for Tegan and Brooklyn. How it brings us together that we remember our own baptism, we remember the baptism of Jesus, and we begin and take part in that relationship, that favor together. The scripture that I read might be familiar to you, but because we're talking about everyday hope, one of our biggest things that we have to start and begin and really follow through as a church in our own individual lives and apart as individuals of this church is to have and proclaim that everyday hope that we have because of Jesus, because he lives. And so when we're thinking about everyday conversation, I'm going to ask Russ to share this interpretation. It's the same scripture I read, but it comes from an interpretation called The Message. And The Message in itself is more of a conversational paraphrase text. And so if we're thinking of how to do everything as far as sharing our everyday hope, Russ, I'm going to ask that you would share this from The Message so it might summarize a little bit about what I just read.
Okay. Through thick and thin, keep your hearts at attention. Adoration before Christ, your Master. Be ready to speak up and tell anyone who asks why you're living the way you are, and always with the utmost courtesy. Keep a clear conscience before God so that when people throw mud at you, none of it will stick. They'll end up realizing that they're the ones who need to take a bath. It's better to suffer for doing good, if that's what God wants, than to be punished for doing bad. That's what Christ did definitively. He suffered because of others' sins. The righteous one for the righteous ones. He went through it all, was put to death, and then made alive to bring us to God. He went and proclaimed God's salvation to earlier generations who ended up in the prison of judgment because they wouldn't listen. You know, even though God waited patiently all the days that Noah built his ship, only a few were saved, 8 to be exact, saved from the water by the water. The waters of baptism do that for you, not by washing away dirt from your skin, but by presenting you through Jesus' resurrection before God with a clear conscience. Jesus was the last word on everything and everyone, from angels to armies. He's standing right alongside God, and what he says goes.
Thank you, Russ, for sharing that word with us today. The message is so unique in sometimes the way it brings the scripture forward in a very conversational way. And this Sunday is a Sunday full of celebration as we kicked off Sunday school and we had the girls' baptism today. Seeds are planted and we expect faith to continue to grow and manifest, and we expect to see fruit from that faith and fruit from that journey to become part of those things as we mature in Christ. We've thanked God for today. We've thanked God in our prayers today. We've thanked God in our worship today. We do these things routinely in the hour between 11 and 12 on Sunday morning. We need this time together, dear friends. Individually and as a family, we continue to grow because we are basically a family of individual believers who have come together for this purpose in worship today. We recharge. See, we don't come to worship to sustain ourselves. Would you agree that the bread of life, the communion elements, why we gather today, this isn't just to sustain us. This is to build us to something more, to be something greater than we were yesterday, to allow the Holy Spirit to build us to something that has to go forward because there is work that needs to be done. I hope when we come today, we come expecting not to be sustained, but to be overfilled. That our cup would flow over, that we would be exploding with the presence of Christ in our life. It's not meant to sustain us, but there is work ahead. There is a mission to be done. Sort of like spiritual Gatorade, right? It's meant to fill us up, but we're meant to have energy to continue the mission. As we talked last week, there will always be more work that needs to be done than laborers to do that work. Everyday hope. The scripture reminds us here that we need to be ready, to be prepared, to share the reason we have for hope if anyone should ask. And I would like to share this with us because if we read that and we want to be like a rules lawyer for this, it says be prepared when you're asked. Did Jesus die so we sit back and wait or maybe phrase things or have a behavior that wouldn't welcome people to ask? Did Christ die and provide eternal life for us so that we could wait for the world to ask the reason for our hope? This is telling us be prepared to share always. Don't wait to be asked. Or how about do some things that would have people ask? Right? Do you agree that there's ways in your life where you could go, I didn't have breakfast this morning. You didn't ask me if I wanted a snack when I came over your house, but I will lead you to that question. Okay? Would you agree there's things that we can do that would lead to those questions? We boldly praise today in song in our presence how much God means to us. But dear friends, the rest of the week, this prepares us for the work the rest of the week. Tomorrow between 11 and 12, this afternoon between 6 and 7, that we would always have on our lips and be prepared the reason that we have hope. And it also talked about that really difficult word called suffering. I don't ever want to look forward to suffering, even if it is on behalf of Christ. Would you agree that I'm not eagerly anticipating or excited about the suffering or sacrifice that I will have to give in my life or endure for Christ's sake? Did you hear me say I'm not happy about that? But there is a certain joy that comes from that. To know that if I am chosen to suffer for Christ in this moment, he will be glorified through my suffering. Now, when this original scripture was written, there was straight out persecution. You could not meet like this without probably taking a licking for professing Christ in public. Our suffering is a bit different. Suffering goes along with sacrifice. And even as we look at time in this moment, I'm trying to speed things up, maybe a little New Jersey speed for you today. But the adventure is this. We have got to be ready to sacrifice. We've got to be ready to have suffering on behalf of our faith because it cost Jesus everything for the faith that we share today. So can we give just a little bit? And what that looks like is that my own needs and desires and some of my hobbies and some of my goals that I would like to have for my life and my family will have to be put aside for the sacrifice, for the suffering of my wants and needs for the kingdom work when it arrives to itself. Dear friends, you as well will have to suffer your own wants and needs at times because they're not what God wants for our life. We might have to suffer and endure persecution because we take a chance to profess Christ and that person didn't look like they really appreciated that effort. Have you been there before when you got the back to you? Maybe a few choice words about their thoughts on some things? We're going to endure that. What is that in the life of eternity? Would we not want to take that opportunity to breathe life into this brokenhearted world because somebody might not find favor with that? And let me share this with you again for a vision of showing our everyday hope in this world. What's that look like? I'm going to let us allow ourselves to look at practical examples of reasons how, because I'm asking you to look at this vision and say, we have to be prepared and ready and intentional. Not just waiting in the wings in case we get asked, but be ready in our lives to look for intentional ways to share the everyday hope that brought us here today or turned us to the dial today. How can we do that? Some practical examples. You're going to have to pray for these things in your life, but in our everyday conversation. Oh, you're looking for Dad? He's over here. There he is. Okay, everyday conversation. The most common greeting, I was talking to a couple of friends from church, this church this week, hi, how are you doing? We just said the kids are working on a memory verse that says, this is the day the Lord has made, and I'll rejoice and be glad in it. How are you doing today? Say that verse. It doesn't matter. It does not matter if things are going great. It doesn't matter if things aren't going well at all or if things are full of celebration. It doesn't matter because today the truth remains that today is the day the Lord has made and I'll rejoice and be glad in it. I'm not going to rejoice and be glad in it because it's Sunday morning from 11 to 12 and that's what we're expected to do. But on Monday morning at 8 a.m., I am going to thank God because today is a gift and I will rejoice and be glad in that gift. And I can tell somebody that. And if they don't like it, that's fine because I'm not here for them to like it. I'm not here to gain another best friend. I am here to proclaim the good news that the kingdom of God is at hand. And that is the way that will lead to eternal life. Are you afraid of this truth? Let me ask another question. Do you believe in this truth? Because I have no hesitation when people ask me who I think is going to win the Super Bowl. I'll tell you. Right? Because I believe in it. Because I have reasons. I have hope. Is Jesus going to ask me when I cross the veil from this place to the other who I think is going to win the Super Bowl? Maybe. But really, friends, eternal life leads to, did you go fishing for men? Did you claim with your heart? Did you care? Were you embarrassed by my name? Because Scripture reminds us that if we are embarrassed to share faith with others, then he is not going to know us on that day. I don't want Jesus to not recognize me. I'm the big, bold guy with a scar on his face. You can't miss me. But I don't want him to say, you didn't know me. But him to say, every moment that you weren't well received, every minute that it was awkward, every minute that somebody might not have talked to you and work might not have been easy, or a trip to the grocery store got a little awkward with the clerk. I saw that. And I blessed you because you were willing to carry your cross for me. Our thankfulness. I spend a lot of time at the grocery store, and I promise I'm going to wrap this up. I'll ask the ushers to come forward in this last thing. Have you ever helped somebody put something in the car that clearly they had help getting off the shelf? Have you ever pushed somebody's cart away? How was this for an opportunity? Sometimes it was because we were raised well and we would have got a SWAT if we would have saw someone struggling and we didn't help. Other times it was because Jesus lives in us and we want to do those things to show our love. Well, if you look at the back of our photo directory, you'll see in the opening message that we are reminded the world will understand who we serve and that we love Christ by the love we show one another. You know, a lot of times we don't do things to be nice just so people will say thanks, right? But when they say thank you for the things that we've done, isn't it proper for us to say you're welcome, right? That's a good thing. Why can't we take that opportunity to proclaim Christ? Why are we even doing this? Why are we even living unselfishly? Why do we even go through the work? Somebody says, thank you for doing something that we did. Give them a reason for our everyday hope. Somebody says, thank you to us for doing something. Well, I'm doing it to honor Christ because he says we are to love each other. You're welcome. Boom. Seven words, and we just proclaimed our everyday hope in this world. The people know where I stand. I've proclaimed it. We've shared these stories since January. It's to inform us of each other's stories that we might not know, but it also goes further than that. It reminds us so we do not forget who we are and who claims us. When we share that reason why we did these things, we remind ourselves it's not just because it feels good to serve others. It's because Jesus lives in here. We don't have time to go on the next illustration as I ask the ushers to come forward. But remember, dear friends, we have a team jersey. As the ushers come forward, when you think about, we see these little kids hanging around somewhere, you know they're a little league team because they're wearing our jerseys. We have our red shirts, dear friends. Let them be seen so we can claim our everyday hope. Could we please now give our tithes and offering as we leave things to our ushers to give the Lord of the first fruits in which he's already given to us. Please stay.
Praise God from whom.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Lord, from these gifts and blessings that you've already bestowed upon us, Lord, we just ask that you continue to honor faithfully the sacrifice that we bring with our tithes and offerings, that you would anoint them and multiply them and see that they would reach all ends and all needs that you see fit. Allow us to be good stewards of these resources, Lord, and bless the houses from which they came. In Christ's powerful and matchless name we pray. Amen. I would ask you to be seated at this moment. Because of time frame, we are going to be stepping outside in just a second. This is a very important message that we need to hear from Suzanne. You've had a handout on your way out here, so I'll try to lead you in that. There is a need. There is a bucket of hope that we have, and we have an opportunity to respond in a way that is positive for those that are suffering from the hurricane.
We're gathering supplies for UMCOR for Hurricane Harvey this week. Next week, we may be doing for Irma in Florida. But today, what I wanted to share with you was last Sunday the minister was talking about he had carpenter tools up here and he had a hammer which he used to prop a door open when he carries groceries. This used to have dill pickle slices in from Subway. This has as many uses as does the hammer. The hammer can prop a door open, it can nail a nail to a piece of wood. This is our way as Methodists to share our love with those unfortunate enough to have gone through the tragedy of not only losing property, but homes and some of them lives and their entire careers. This particular bucket of hope is going to be filled with cleaning supplies. Now there's a need for a lot of other things, but the Methodist Church and UMCOR is using this bucket of hope to supply cleaning supplies for those in need. They can't get to a grocery store, and if they do, the grocery store is probably closed. So they need rags, they need cleaning supplies, and there's a lot of ideas here in this list. So I'd like you to bring what your donations are. Next week, I will go ahead and fill all these buckets. I brought six buckets of hopes. It'd be nice if we had no more than that. We will also be accepting donations, and if you want to give a monetary donation, please address it to UMCOR or the hurricane disaster in Texas or Hurricane Harvey. Make it out to the church, and the church will then fund it directly to the UMCOR people. So, from pickles to a bucket of hope, and we hope to help our families in Texas. Thank you.
All right, Suzanne makes her way through. Suzanne's heart is really with missions, and we hope that we as a church will be pierced, have our hearts pierced for those that are suffering today. As we look to further go out, we're not going to have the last song, but as Tina was playing, oh, how I love Jesus because he first loved me. Let us go forward in this truth, in this Benedictus, this sending forth, that for any reason, for our everyday hope that we have is because Jesus first loved us. Let's go forward with this mission and to provide a way to preach the good news to all listening ears in this brokenhearted world. And let us go forward encouraged and strengthened by the power of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us all please go dismiss this way so we can see the balloon launch that the kids have. So go ahead and end your way here. All right, everybody head out there because the kids